Hello, and welcome to Maximize Your Strengths with certified strength coach, Alyssa Dare Nelson. In this culture focused on weakness fixing, Strengths Finder 2.0 is the answer to explosive business growth and strong relationships. It's time to maximize your strengths.
Hey, hey, and welcome to episode 4 of Maximize Your Strengths. If you believe, as I do, that leaning into and developing your innate talents and strengths is key to success, then this is your podcast. Today, we're talking about the strength of activator. Our guest is Diana Gabriel. Diana works from a strengths-based sustainable leadership coaching model, which she developed that is anchored in resilience and adaptability. Diana helps people achieve beyond their goals and create a life aligned with their values, strengths, and purpose, both professionally and personally. She serves executives and their top team, such as VPs and other C-suite professionals. Diana is passionate about four areas of service: strengths-based leadership, building cultures of trust, building resilience, and foundations of principle-based leadership. You can find her at dianagabriel.com, or you can connect with her on LinkedIn. As always, the links will be on the show notes page. Diana, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I'm so excited to talk to you about Activator and some of your other strengths. Welcome. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
Excellent. Are you ready to talk about Activator?
I am. I'm ready to jump in and activate.
Excellent. Me too. I've got Activator at number 4, so I'm right there with you. So let's right off the bat, I would love to hear what your top 5 strengths are.
My top 5 strengths are connectedness, an input, activator, relator, and command.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching practice and about how your top 5 unique strengths, and you know, maybe even tell us a little bit about how some of your other strengths have worked into your success and kind of a unique niche as a coach. I would love to hear about that.
Well, I think that my perspective of being a successful leadership coach is that I truly believe that the combination of my top strengths help me be a catalyst for other people's action and movement. Because I tend to work with people who are already successful and have a hunger or a desire or restlessness to find another edge. Mm. And I relate to that myself. My activator is always looking for another edge. And with my other strengths of individuation and ideation and relator, I can get to the heart of the matter very quickly, but keep things moving because my activator loves movement.
Yeah, doesn't it though? It definitely does. I was reading over your bio and a lot of the certifications and things that you have. And I know you and I have actually had a conversation about this before, about how your input also really contributes to your specialization as a coach. And I even heard it as you were explaining your activator, that you're looking for the next edge. There's the sort of that striving for more input. What more is out there? And I just think that's an interesting hue on activator a little bit. Have you noticed that? Is that something you've articulated?
I have, because I see it as looking for that edge in service of my clients. So I don't want to ever be stagnant or assume that I know what needs to be known. So I'm always looking for other thoughts, ideas, ways to be in service of my client's greatness.
Now tell me a little bit more about, I'd love to hear a little bit about your background experience with some of your strengths. We know that as we start to become more aware of our strengths and really dig into those, and that the awareness is, and I know you'll agree with this, is so important. You know, if you recognize that those strengths are there, that's why it's important to take the profile in the first place so that you start to know those strengths are there. But in the raw form, when we don't really know that they're there, oftentimes we overuse or we underuse, or, you know, we react in kind of knee-jerk reactions to our strengths. And so I would love to hear a little bit about how that has evolved for you. And when did you start to recognize that, you know, hey, you know what, maybe there's not anything wrong with me in this particular thing, but I'm just kind of wired this way?
You know, it really was my very first introduction to strengths about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was such an affirmation that I wasn't broken or I didn't need to fix these things. Because my activator, I think, has been interpreted by others as someone who's impatient, and I don't hesitate to take risks. And I kind of have a belief that I can self-correct along the way. And I've been fairly successful with that. And once in a while, you know, the door hits me from behind as well.
Yeah.
But it's very affirming to just own that as how I'm wired, and then reframe my thinking about how do I use that in service of others.
I really do think that is so interesting as well. You know, with Activator being in my top five, I always thought of myself even as impulsive, or, you know, kind of looking before I leap. And other people have given me that feedback too. And so definitely in that raw form, you know, I thought it was a negative thing. And when in reality, it was just my activator and a little bit of overuse. And so now that I know that it's there, I just buffer it a little bit more. And I stop and ask myself the question, do you have enough information to leap here? So it's a very quick and easy sort of self-check to make sure that my activator's not dialing up way too loud and, you know, taking over everything. Do you have a similar self-check question?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if it's similar to yours. And I also know when I get really excited and want to take on big projects, I partner with people who are strong and strategic and have some of the more deliberative type thought processes, because I know that they'll help slow me down a bit. And especially with strategic people who like to put plans in place and have steps. So I partner with people when I know that that is going to be an important part of what I'm up to.
I think that that is such good awareness. One of my biggest beliefs is that we are, as human beings, are not intended to be well-rounded. And that definitely resonates with StrengthsFinder. You know, StrengthsFinder, it says, you know, just by virtue of who you are and your strengths, you're one in 33 million. And, you know, we're not intended to be like anybody else. And then you add in our life experiences and our passions and our particular values. And suddenly we truly are one of a kind. But, you know, we human beings, especially in the entrepreneur world, you know, everybody wants to be independent. And in this country, in the U.S. here, that's what we talk about all the time, is being independent. Are you independent? You know, can you stand on your own two feet and all of that? But human beings aren't meant to be silos. We're meant to be in community. And to be honest, I really believe that's exactly why we were created to not have all of those, all 34 strengths in equality. It's so that we need other people. And, you know, just the understanding, the willingness to be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I can't do this all myself, I think is one of the biggest steps on the road to success. And it sounds like you might agree with me on that, but I would love for you to expound on your thoughts on that.
Well, I absolutely see things and believe the same way you do as well, Alyssa. And what I've also found is that it gives my clients permission to not have to be perfect, to not have to do it all, because many successful people are also perfectionists. Mm. Mm. And truly believe that everything rests on their shoulders. And, you know, when you can work with other people and say, you know, this is your sweet spot. This is where you're going to be in flow and you're going to be really good. And this is, you know, where you're challenged. And it's the great place to partner with other people. You know, I can just hear that deep breath or that sigh of relief. And it gives them permission to go to other people and say, I'm really good at this. And I need your help with
this. Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that the truth?
I think that's so important for us to recognize as we're going through this entrepreneurial world that we live in. Even if you have a career where you're in a salaried position, we still tend to try to take on so much ourselves and to say, well, if I give this thing up or I ask for help here, I'm going to be looked upon as though I'm weak. And what it really does is it allows us to honor the people around us. And, you know, I have Maximizer in my top 15. I see you have Maximizer in your top 10. And, you know, we try to make more, do more. And it's not about that. So just giving up this idea that we have to do it all, I think is so important. And that's not particularly related to Activator, but I think such an important take-home message about StrengthsFinder and about the application of StrengthsFinder is that you get to honor other people by bringing in what you are not. And people like that. People need to feel that they're contributing. It's one of those basic human needs to feel like you're actually contributing in a positive way. And so by saying, hey, I see this in you that you've got, I sure am not gifted in this way. Can you help me? It just builds this community and camaraderie and synergy that we see in really, really successful businesses. So I would love to take it back to Activator just for a few minutes here and talk a little bit about Activator in overuse. You're right. You and I are both chuckling because we have both experienced that in many, many ways. We've already talked about how some people have accused us of being, you know, leaping before we look and some of those things. But I would love for you to share a story of when you dialed up Activator just a little bit too much or you overused that. What was that experience for you and how did you realize that you were in overuse of Activator?
Well, I have a great example, and this happened about 18 months ago. So my input loves to get in certification programs and learn, and I'm in service of my clients, and I'm not a real detail-oriented person. And so I may see a program or something offered, and if it sounds really rich and juicy, I just jump on it and I sign up. And over a couple months period of time, I had seen several juicy programs that I signed up for. And it actually wasn't until the first one started that I realized that four of them were overlapping and happening at the same time. And I barely could come up for air trying to keep up with the learning of what were really great programs, but when they're all done together, it was really not the best experience in learning and in giving it my best. But I hadn't, you know, laid it out on a calendar. I just hadn't done that. I just signed up for some really fun and juicy things.
I get that. So I want you guys to hear what Diana just said, because it's all this extra learning, putting more input in and more input in. And really that overuse story is a combination of Activator and input all put together. And so I think it's important to point out that your individual strengths very rarely will actually show up as individuals. They all are in this nice little, Dana, I talk about a 10-seater van that is inside of our head. And we've got, you know, our top 10 strengths in this 10-seater van. And they're all in there chit-chatting. One of them's typically driving. And from that story, it really sounded like your Activator was driving, but your input was given a whole lot of navigation in the shotgun seat. Am I right?
Oh, it absolutely. And I get in trouble when my Activator and command and self-assurance start playing together, because I truly believe that I can make these things happen. And with my command, I can get a little bossy in making sure that it happens. So I just love to keep moving. So I'll give you an example. It was a positive outcome, but it was one of those things where I really had to pause and think about what I had just done. A friend of mine lost a family member, and in the estate, there were some items of furniture that she had wanted, but this family member lived in Kansas, and she was talking about that, you know, she really wanted these pieces of furniture, but she just didn't know how she would get them. And we were in this conversation, and I said, we'll just rent a truck, and I'll drive you down there, and we'll get it. And she said, really? And I said, yeah, we'll just do a road trip. That's all we need to do. Well, the truth of the matter is, I don't drive a truck. And, you know, I hadn't really thought through ahead of time how big of a truck we would need to get the pieces of furniture. And this just happened this last weekend. And she ended up with this Ram 2500 truck. And I walked out in the parking lot and looked at this truck that she had rented and thought, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? And she looks at me and she said, you can drive this, can't you?
Oh my goodness.
At that point, you know, you can't say no. And I said, well, of course, people drive these all the time.
Your self-assurance doesn't let you say no. Of course. Yeah, I got this.
I was very cautious, you know, about taking some of those first corners. And I did let her know early on. I said, I'm not going to be able to parallel park this thing. So we're going to just have to get into all these slots. And it went well. And, you know, there were a few moments during that trip that I said to myself, what have you done? You know, but I also was confident that, you know, people drive big trucks all the time, so I could figure it out.
That's right. One of the frustrating things for someone with high activator is other people who are not in action. And I know I can get into a real toxic sort of cycle, really triggered and really irritated and upset when those people around me don't want to move quite as quickly as I do, especially when, you know, I've engaged my strategic, which is also in my top five, and thought it through. Like, hey, I thought this through. I gave my activator some space to actually think it through. And now I'm ready to go with this full plan. And you guys still aren't ready to go. And I found myself in certain situations getting really upset. Talk to me a little bit about when you might have had your activator triggered and, you know, what that situation might have been.
I have a perfect example. Being on large volunteer committees where you have some responsibility, it's, you know, honoring other people's need to talk about things. And, you know, my activator says, but job, we have to move. This event's going to happen at a certain time. And there's certain things that need to be done ahead of time. And it really takes intentionality for me to stay out of that toxic triangle and honor their need for process. At the same time, trying to honor my need to keep things moving so that the event that we're planning comes off and, you know, the way that I had imagined it to be. And so I have found those kinds of volunteer committees really a test of my grace with other people. And I can recognize those strengths, but it's kind of like my activator has one foot on the accelerator and the other foot's on the brakes, saying, you know, honor the other people. So it's one of those push-pull kind of situations.
Yeah.
Because I know that I can contribute a lot and really keep things moving if people are decisive.
Right. You know, my amazing husband, Joel, has deliberative in his top five. And, you know, sometimes we look at some of these strengths and we go, whoa, those are kind of polar opposites of one another. And when I first began this journey with strengths and learning strengths, I was a little bit frustrated with his deliberative. And when I got his profile, when he took the profile and shared that with me, it was this huge relief because his deliberative really, truly needs time and space to process and to think and to weigh pros and cons. And he also processes internally. So he doesn't communicate necessarily with all of those right. pros and cons. I have communication pretty high up in my strengths. So I love to externally process. And he just needs a couple of days. Let me just think about this. And so what I have learned is what a beautiful harmony it is to have him in my life. And, you know, rather than get really angry and frustrated with his deliberative and his needs to be able to process things through, I'm so grateful that I have him to bounce ideas and processes and new movement off of, because he brings a completely different thought process to the mix. And when we start to recognize all of those other strengths and how even if they're polar opposites, they can be triggering, right? Until we stop and go, hey, what is this person bringing to the table? And how does it serve the situation? And, you know, Diana, I think too, you even talked a little bit about, you know, a particular situation that needed something different than, you know, what it might need in a different situation. That was a little bit vague, but that each situation has needs of its own. Each person has needs and contributions of their own. And the other person in the mix also has their needs and contributions. And when you can kind of sit back just for a moment and take stock of, hey, what does the situation need? What do you need? And how can we come together for the greater good? That's when that synergy really happens, I've found anyway. What's your experience been when you've worked with somebody with maybe deliberative or another one of the more, I should say, thoughtful strengths other than activator?
Well, exactly what you said. And it's a part of, you know, the gift of this strengths coaching model of strength strategy is to really understand the needs of those strengths, because it's, you know, the deliberative or the analytical people that need time to process. And for me, the more I understand another person's need, it's much easier for me to honor that and to provide that than when I'm just kind of going off and living in my own little world of my strengths. And I've found the clients that take that deep dive into strengths coaching come up with some of these same gifts, because they can understand their colleagues in ways that they didn't see before. You know, it's a whole new perspective to see someone else as not resisting you, but as just doing what's necessary for them.
Yeah. And I think that's the strength strategy perspective in general, and why you and I both are so in love with the strength strategy philosophy and what we've learned through our certification through strength strategy as well, is this interdependence. And I really think that's a perfect place for us to end this conversation, is really with the take home message that it's about interdependence. It's about not depending on somebody else to do things for you, or, you know, taking all the control and doing it all yourself. But it's, how do we serve the greater whole together? And I think at the end of the day, if that's our question and that's our focus, whether we come to the table with activator, whether we come to the table with deliberative and all of the other combinations of strengths that are out there, just take a look and see, what can I contribute here? And boy, I really want to know what you can contribute to. And I'm very, very passionate about that take-home message. So I just want to sit with that as we carry out our conversation here today. And Diana, I so appreciate the input that you've had on Activator. Any last words that you might have?
You know, the piece that I think is such a gift is for people to really both honor and accept who they are and who they're not. It's that confident vulnerability that makes all of us great in service of the greater good.
Absolutely. And with that, we shall leave it for another day. Thank you so much for joining me to talk about Activator and some of your other strengths as well. And I can't wait to catch up in conversation again on another day.
Thank you so much. And I really enjoyed the time together.
Thanks so much for being with us today to talk about Activator. Again, to connect with Diana, reach out to her at dianagabriel.com. Remember, you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. If you've enjoyed the show, take a minute, subscribe to Maximize Your Strengths in iTunes, rate it, and leave a one or two sentence review. Just go to strengthspodcast.com/iTunes. That's strengthspodcast.com/iTunes. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Maximize Your Strengths Podcast with certified strength coach Alyssa Dare Nelson. As a subscriber, we encourage you to get involved with the Maximize Your Strengths community on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/maximize your strengths. Until next time, keep developing your strengths.